From WTIP News, this is the North Shore Weekend News Roundup. I'm Jay Anderson, and here are some of the stories we've been following this week. On Monday, August 25th at 8 p.m., the Cook County Sheriff's Office received a report of two missing males on Gunflint Lake. And as of 9:38 in the morning on Tuesday the 26th, the parties were found and the search was canceled. Two teenage boys rented a boat and motor from Gunflint Pines and did not return it at the specified time. Cook County Sheriff's Office, Search and Rescue, Gunflint Fire Department, Forest Service, Border Patrol, Customs, and Minnesota State Patrol were all involved in the search. Northeastern Minnesota authorities are warning residents about wolves attacking dogs and approaching people in Cook County. Sheriff Leif Lundy said on Thursday that there have been several recent incidents involving wolves on the north side of Grand Marais. The reports stretch from Birchwood Apartments to Gopher Trailer Court. He's asking county residents not to let their pets run loose. He didn't provide details about the attacks or say whether injuries have been reported. Lundy asks people who encounter an animal they believe to be dangerous to contact the Cook County Sheriff's Office, 387-3030. National Park Service rangers have discovered a fire on one of the Apostle Islands in Lake Superior that they say has been burning for weeks. The service said Tuesday that it's allowing the fire on York Island to keep burning, says a lightning strike likely ignited the fire during a late July storm. Visitors notified Apostle Island's National Lakeshore Park staff of the fire on Thursday. Officials say it wasn't discovered sooner because flames or smoke were not visible from the lake. Park rangers tracked the smell of smoke to an area that's less than one-tenth of an acre. And officials say rain and humidity have kept it from spreading. They say they'll let it burn out as long as the damp conditions continue. The island has three campsites and remains open to the public. Michigan U.S. Senators Debbie Stabenow and Carl Levin have announced $448,000 in funding for a regional partnership to restore habitat in the Great Lakes. The Great Lakes Commission will lead the initiative and work with state and local agencies on the habitat restoration. A $488,000 grant from the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration will pay for the work. The Democratic lawmakers are members of the Great Lakes Task Force. They led an effort to pass the Great Lakes Restoration Initiative, which aims to restore and preserve the Great Lakes by combating toxins, invasive species, and other factors detrimental to the habitat's general health. Efforts to restore the historical forest along Minnesota's North Shore have seen a double boost in recent days. The Duluth News Tribune reports this week that the U.S. Forest Service announced final approval for a plan to restore more conifers to Superior National Forest land along the Lake Superior shore. That effort will include tree cutting and other management efforts, and then extensive tree planting and protecting seedlings from a hungry deer. Supporters say the effort will help several wildlife species and help keep local streams in better shape as the forest transitions to replace dead and dying tracts of birch trees with white pine, cedars, and other historical longer-lived species. Meanwhile, Sugarloaf, the North Shore Stewardship Association, announced recently that it has received a $400,000 conservation grant from the state of Minnesota's Lasard-Sams Outdoor Heritage Council for its North Shore Forest Collaborative effort. You've been listening to the North Shore Weekend News Wrap-Up. To hear more from the WTIP News team and to check out the full versions of our stories, visit us at WTIP.org. For North Shore Community Radio, I'm Jay Anderson, wishing you a great weekend.